Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 135 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Muscardi, as always, joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer. Let's go.
We're here.
Hello.
It's time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very enthusiastic today.
I need one of these days, I want to have Christian do the intro with both Megan and I, but like the caveat is Christian has to do it like full on high energy, get the hype, let's go.
I do that.
Otherwise,
when you're not around,
he's gone from the show. Boom.
I do the high energy like open when you're not around, Jim, and it exhausts me.
But it is honestly like
over.
It's a lot to muster that much energy when you first start.
Yeah.
So heads up, like, heads up for Jim. And also in the comments, Rankin 2700, did Megan get a new camera? No, but thank you for at least, you know, not
we're
yet.
Getting, we're getting her one. Hey Astro, yeah. Astro JO or J Zero. Welcome to live show. Congratulations. We do this show live in case you're listening and maybe listening to it on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, or maybe later in the day on Monday. Who knows? We do it live every Monday noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, twitch.tv/comicbook. Get involved in the chat. We love talking to folks there, as I'm sure if you're listening, you hear us call them out all the time. We got a pretty busy week. Bunch of stuff to cover.
Yeah, we do.
So I think we'll just kind of jump right into it.
So before we get started, Jim, I have some kind of breaking news.
Breaking news? Breaking news?
This is actually not a new Charizard card being printed, although there are new Charizard cards coming out like in the very near term future. Like they just came out in Japan, so there's like I'm sure like 16 like secret rares of them. But no, the breaking news is this. For those of you who have been following this podcast for a while, you know that we have occasionally have difficulties pronouncing some of the Pokemon's names. And you know, that's because one, I'm hard of hearing and I don't know what Jim and Megan's excuses are, but you know,
generally general lack of education. I feel
this qualifies
me.
This is a no judgment zone here because you know we can't say a lot of Pokemon's names. We no longer have the excuse. There is a Pokemon pronunciation guide that has hit the internet by about as close of a source as can be official. So the Pokemon fan site Serebii, which has been doing Pokemon news and Pokemon databases basically since like I think like Pokemon Gold and Silver, it's like a 20-some-year-old website. They just released a Pokemon pronunciation guide that uses like the official pronunciations from the animes, episodes and whatnot. And there's only 8 Pokemon that they don't have an official pronunciation. And, you know, they kind of take those, the pronunciation for those from some of the official Pokemon streams. So
what Pokemon don't they have?
What are the 8?
It's something like the Galar ones. Like, you know,
we can provide some of them for them. Let's go. We can do it right now. That's our specialty. It's what we do.
Give them various options.
It's like Wild Podcast has appeared. What do we give? We give you news. We give you insight. We give you Pokemon facts, and we give you Pokemon pronunciations.
But you know, like some of them are, you know, nothing too crazy. You know, there's a few that we definitely have gotten wrong and corrected ourselves at. Zacian is one of them because we pronounced it with that. The Zacian, I know that was a popular one, but Zacian, we threw like an extra, I don't know what the eight are. So, Joe Merrick mentioned that all but eight of them are, from like official sources. I'm assuming that they're just whatever the eight Pokemon that haven't popped up in the anime yet. So like Calyrex, the horses, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, no. So this was, I was like, I saw it. I was like, this is very relevant, to our podcast. Like, what? This is great. Great stuff.
I will. I also want to mention also not super breaking news, but something that I saw happen over, the last couple of days, but, PSA has announced that they are not accepting the new gold foil cards from the new celebration sets because apparently there's something about the thickness of the card that doesn't fit right in their casing. And so they're like jumping around in the casing and inevitably ruining the cards. And so I thought that was interesting. One, because I forgot that set was even coming out. If you do see one, like if you see them on eBay or you're looking for one or whatever, just be aware the current PSA case does not hold them.
That's an interesting wrinkle because, you know, when we were talking about the secret rares that are coming out for, you know, the next set, Brilliant Stars, brings back, I think two gold rares. And so those are, you know, the new super rare cards because they're even beyond they're rare variants of ultra rare. So like, you know, we're talking like once in every five or six booster boxes. So
anyway, thought that would be nice. Well, nice little
PSA. Good for everyone to know. I feel like, you know, maybe make some new casings. I don't know. How big Pokemon
I'm sure
that's on the way, but for right now, just be aware as the holidays come up, if you're looking at that secondhand market.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Be aware.
You know, that's going to hurt the value of those cards. That's actually kind of interesting because, you know, the grading is what adds a lot of value to those cards. Because,
oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, it's kind of like you get a Charizard. You can buy a Charizard card for a couple $100, like a first edition Charizard for a couple $100. Maybe not first edition, but like an original set.
Yeah.
Charizard for a couple $100 as long as it's ungraded, but second becomes graded, suddenly it's worth like, you know, I don't know, however much Justin Bieber wants for it.
And if what if the Paul brothers, you know, Jake Paul or somebody, if they own it, that automatically adds like $100,000 apparently.
Yeah. You know, because one of these days there's gonna be like a perfect ten graded Charizard, so on and so forth, and it's going to have like Jake Paul's blood on it because someone's going to like punch him in the face while he's wearing it as a necklace, and that thing is going to skyrocket even more in value.
I think it's interesting because like you kind of can't like the obvious, you know, things that will just make a new case, but it's interesting because like I think we're literally talking millimeters here in the new case, and so then to be able to like run like to make those cases, I mean, like how many of those do you really need to like fit those cards correctly? And so I wonder if this is a thing that like they just don't grade these cards or like we'll grade them, but like, you know, send them in at your own risk kind of thing. Because
what they'll probably do is they'll probably create some sort of like extra, like, you know, some sort like of insert, like
probably a thicker sleeve to put it in to then put it in the case.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Anyways, let's talk about some actual Pokemon news.
Let's talk about some actual Pokemon news.
Script.
Pokemon Unite is adding another Pokemon to the game, which I appreciate. I watched, actually, there was a tournament going on over this past weekend, which is actually a pretty fun to watch. So we're getting Zarina.
Yes, and you pronounced that correctly. I just checked the pronunciation guide.
Oh, good. Thank you. I did not check. I just went based off my gut.
Zarina is coming. This is an interesting one because you can get her for free. Zarina is all female. So we are using the gender correctly. You can get her for free. They're doing like one of those kind of like login events, cool, as they occasionally do. So if you complete it, you will get Zarina. So that probably means that in the grand terms of complexity and like power, Zarina is going to be a little bit on the weaker side.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing. You know, people need Pokemon to play. She looks like she kicks people a lot, as Zarina wants to do. No word on if her like Unite move is her just stepping on people, which would make some folks happy.
So I made the comment earlier that of the two bipedal flower psychic typey Pokemon of Zarina and Gardevoir, I feel like they should have just given us Zarina and maybe have held Gardevoir till later.
I don't know, you know,
we need both of them.
Well, luckily we're not close out of waifu Pokemon yet, so
boy. That's not something I ever wanted to hear said in this podcast.
Hey, listen, I'm not, you know, advocating for that, but you know, people are gonna do what they're gonna do. You know, we still have what's her face? Gotharita's final Gothitelle. Pronunciation guide. So we still have her, but once she's gone, yeah, we're quickly going to be running out. Oh, and we have the seal, Popplio's final evolution. Although 75, you know, that's another one, you know, mm-hmm, kind of femme presenting Pokemon. Although she's a seal, Primarina. So, you know, we still have her, but yeah, once those two are gone, you know, then it'll just be a bunch of, I don't know, like fire fighting type Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Jinx. Yeah, yeah, Jinx, of course, she's the first, femme presenting Pokemon. Although, you know, she doesn't, you know, on a, oh man, I you know what, I'm gonna tap out of this conversation because
there's still a few of them. Even from a type standpoint, and even just from like a like fighting style and look standpoint, those two are incredibly similar.
Lopunny and Zarina, you know, I feel like they both will do similar things. They're both, you know, although, you know, Zarina, she's got some gams to them, and I think that's the technical term, because whatever her turnip stock.
That makes sense.
Change the topic, Jim. For the love of God, I can't stop talking.
There is also I think there's a login bonus for, I think I just saw it like pop by my Twitter feed today. I didn't get a chance to take a look at it, but for reaching a player milestone, I think they're giving away one of the 12 currencies that game has.
2,000 EOS tickets.
2,000 EOS tickets.
2,000.
Was that? That's like a quarter of the way towards
a Unite license. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you
okay
go.
Well.
So that's it. That's Pokemon Unite. I'm still having a lot of fun with it. We made it through that conversation. And we'll just keep on moving. Pokemon trading card game to add new reverse holofoil style. Is that kind of just what we were talking about earlier?
No. So VMAX Climax is out in Japan now. You know, the best named Pokemon card set ever.
I'm glad we went from one uncomfortable conversation to another. Great.
I don't see there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with VMAX Climax. VMAX Climax is an amazing card set name. I don't see anything wrong with it, and there's nothing inappropriate about it either.
Of course,
this is a card game made for children, Jim. Anyways. So, you know, this is kind of like the first new set that's going to set the tone for the rest of the year. Ties in with like the Pokemon Legends Arceus game. And so there's a bunch of new stuff. There's the character rare cards that we've talked about. There's a few new gold foil cards. And they've also introduced a new reverse holo foil style in the set, which assumably will get passed on to Brilliant Stars here in the United States. This one, reverse holofoils, they're not like super rare. There's one in every card pack. And these ones look like bricks. So they've got a little like brick holofoil style.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So Jim's going to open up a card set now and show us what the old.
Just a pack right now, just in case. Just an old pack of Fusion Strike. Let's see if we get anything. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just going to go straight to the back and see if we got anything from this pack. Nope. Nothing. Got a Luxray. Not even a holo. Not even a holo.
Yep.
Love it.
Blech. So what does the reverse holofoil style look like in those? Just show our many viewers.
It's not herringbone, but I don't know. Let's see if we can. It's kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like these little arrow looking things with stars in them.
Yeah. Well, I think it matches the energy. Hold on.
Let's, mm-hmm.
Let's double check.
Tristan Fusion Strike is just right now.
Yeah, over in Japan, Calder in the chat mentions about
Mara
the
Cactus. Who cares?
How there's a new
so
style
yeah no it has the energy type in there. Calder's right on the money there.
Yeah, and he mentioned that there's there's a new card distribution. We'll see if that card distribution gets like held over. In the U.S. So, because the rarities are a bit different. So, this could be a big set. So we'll see how much that carries over into the United States. But everyone's going nuts over VMAX Climax over in Japan. So,
what's the name of the next set that we've got coming out? Does anyone remember?
Brilliant Stars is the next one in the U.S.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So anyway.
And I think so the kind of the interesting thing, we have no idea. So Ultra Pro came out with these like new Enchanted Glade. They just announced like a bunch of like Enchanted Glade stuff. The big question is if that Enchanted Glade is going to be what comes after Brilliant Stars. Mm-hmm. It's like a bunch of like stuff featuring like Galarian, Rapidash and stuff like that. So it's possible that that's an early release of what will come up, you know, as the next set, but we won't find that out for a couple months. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Megan, we got a new episode of Pokemon Evolutions.
We do have a new episode of Pokemon Evolutions, but most importantly, Pokemon Journeys came back this week.
It did.
Did anybody real? We have a multiverse. Pokemon went straight Avengers Endgame. Did no one else watch this?
We knew that though.
Well, I know, but now we got to see it like straight, like Avengers Endgame happened to Pokemon, and all of these portals to the multiverse opened.
Wait, what episode is this?
We have two Ashes. One of him wears a blue hat now.
Oh, right.
And Pikachu is like stunned. He's like, wait, there's two of you now? Yeah, in the chat, Zenpai says, we have Bizarro Ash. Yeah, so basically, to just kind of walk things back, Pokemon Journeys, been on a little bit of a break, came back in Japan, so this episode is not available on Netflix yet. But basically, we get our special Sinnoh episode. It's a kind of a two-part thing. Dialga and Palkia basically exploded the fabric of space and time in the episode, and a bunch of multiverse portals opened all over the Pokemon world. And, you know, Dawn met a different version of herself, and Dawn accused Dawn of stealing her Piplup. So they're having a little bit of a fight right now. We met an alternate version of Jesse and James, and we also ended with a cliffhanger of Ash meeting himself. And this version of Ash wears like all blue, a blue hat. And obviously in the past, we have heard and known about the fact that there is a Pokemon multiverse. That is not brand new information to us, but this is the first time we have seen the multiverse fleshed out in an expanded manner. And the fact that Ash met himself, it's wild. I'm so excited. Like, this version of Jesse and James are like on top of their game. This version of Ash, like, it's basically just like, it's strange. Like, everything's a little bit different in this multiverse, but the most important thing is that all of the Pokemon in this multiverse seem to be missing in action, or they are like super weak. Like, level one, basically the time distortion in the multiverse has changed things. So we have just straight multiverse Avengers Endgame. Like, I know everybody is excited about, you know, Spider-Man, you know, the multiverse coming, Doc Ock, you know, Electro, but this is the real multiverse.
I have to shout out Roose Bane for saying that this Ash has a dad, and then calling her 27 going, maybe we get a Go that Christian likes.
So, oh my god,
I doubt it.
Well, Go, we haven't
thank
met
you,
the
chat.
Yeah, we haven't met the alternate version of Go. Go at one point is shown speaking with both versions of Dawn, and Go's like, what is happening? So anyways, that's the new episode of Journeys. We're going to get a second episode where hopefully we get to see even more of this new Ash, because it is really the most uncomfortable situation, because it's like,
I
why
mean,
are
look,
you here?
Like that's the very real kind of thing, right? Like, you know, Ash's dad is at home with Mr. Mime instead of Ash's dad is at home with Jinx instead of Mr. Mime. And
yeah,
it's
and
just
his
a really
mom's
weird,
missing in this world.
It's a really weird dynamic. And
yeah. So anyways, a bunch of coverage about this episode is about to hit comicbook.com. I have a lot to write about it. If I have so many theories, so you can look forward to that. But unfortunately, this episode was so big that it completely overshadowed the fact that Pokemon Evolutions returned. We did get a new episode this week. This week features Barry and kind of goes kind of through his history and how, you know, he trained up his Pokemon, eventually challenged his father and all of that. But yeah, the Pokemon Evolutions episode, I feel like this one, it's a little lackluster. It was done by a different studio for outsourcing. So I feel like the animation is a little weird, specifically when they're talking. Their mouths look just like a little weird. So sorry to say that. I feel like there's just not quite the emotional punches we've gotten so far. So unfortunately, a little bit lackluster, but thankfully Pokemon Journeys stepped up and said, it's time to explore, not just to, you know, talk about the multiverse again. It's time to actually explore the multiverse. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it right now.
Yeah. Oh, now I gotta watch it. I started it. We watched an episode yesterday with my kids, so I'm excited to get
it's
back.
It's gonna
into
be
it for sure.
It'll be a hot minute before this episode comes to Netflix in the U.S. I mean, obviously you can find ways to watch it, but it's wild. It is a wild episode to see Palkia Dialga just be like, "Oh, multiverse time again? Yes, let me just rip this fabric of space and time into."
Pokemon's crazy, man. It just I love is. It. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 60 seconds. Then we'll go over some December Pokemon Go stuff that we've got coming up. And then we'll talk a little bit more about Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. So stick with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay. Pokemon Go. December. Yep. It's usually a big month for the game, just because a lot more people have a bit more time to play, and they usually pull out some fun stuff. We talked a little bit about it, I think, last week, but I think now we have like our full official details on it. So Christian, why don't you start us off?
Well, we are getting ready to do the Season of Heritage, which is all about Pokemon Legends Arceus, which likely means that we'll get some of those new Pokemon from that game popping up here over the course of the next few months. But in December, we're getting another storyline. This one, instead of getting a mythical Pokemon, this one involves a door. Just a full door, a mysterious door that needs to be opened. This is big, like, like the Al Capone's vault sort of thing. this month,
is this like a wrestling forbidden door situation going on?
I wish, Digimon start popping out as soon as the forbidden door gets opened. a ton of stuff going on. For one thing, we're getting the Unova Pokemon, a legendary Pokemon, returning to raids. This time they all have shinies. So that's pretty cool. We already had the first event, which was Suinub Incense Day. Starting tomorrow, we're getting an event based on Dragon Spiral Tower, which that's kind of interesting. A lot of we'll probably get more Pokemon. We'll probably get at least one new Pokemon out of that event, and we'll get more information probably as soon as this podcast is done recording. Let's see here. And then we have the holiday. The holiday event will be coming back. So a lot of interesting stuff coming up. And the big news, of course, is that another Pokemon Go tour is coming back. This time we are.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah. We're getting the Johto region. So, there are I think there's a total of 17, Johto species that do not have shinies currently in Pokemon Go. So we'll get a lot of, new shinies over the next couple of months. And meanwhile, we need to know what's behind the door. this is crazy stuff. We even have it looks ancient. So I don't know how ancient. Perhaps it dates back to feudal times. I got nothing else. So
basically we're just expecting a Hisuian Pokemon to pop out.
Maybe multiple from behind ones. The door.
Maybe multiple.
Maybe Kecleon's behind the door. Kecleon's not behind the door. Kecleon doesn't exist in the world of Pokemon Go.
Kecleon deserves to be behind that door.
I was thinking the other day, remember how very briefly they had we're introducing a new type of event, and it's going to be all about different types of Pokemon. And the first one we have are grass type Pokemon. And oh, by the way, here's Kecleon hidden in it. And people are like losing their minds. Like, we're finally getting Kecleon. And then they never did another one of those events ever again. And also Kecleon. And they even did an interview where they're like, yeah, Kecleon's a tricky one to put into Pokemon Go. It's like, it's not that hard, guys. It's not that hard. Like, come on. Like, you have freaking Ditto. Like, Ditto, stupid. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Give me my Kecleon. I want my Pokedex completed.
I do remember when everyone was losing their mind over Kecleon, and it was just one of those things that
You just shake your head and nod, and you just
some
keep
graphic
on.
Some graphic designer got fired for sneaking in Kecleon into the they had to scrap the entire event plan because it was going to lead to Kecleon, and they're like, nope, we can't have that. But yeah, so Pokemon Go should be an interesting few months. If you're, still following it, I'm kind of interested to see what the Dragon Spiral Tower is. The timing of it is very weird, because, we've already kind of passed on the year that we talked about the Unova region. So we'll see how that all, that I think it's weird that we're getting an Unova event, a year after all those Pokemon got introduced. I know that there are some Pokemon that are kind of being like drip fed to us because they're running out of Pokemon really quick. It's probably Drud. Let me pull out the pronunciation guide to make sure I get.
Are there going to be? Do we know if there's going to be like what they did for the Kanto tour, where like it was different ticket types and got you different stuff or whatever? Or
yeah, probably. They said is that it's coming back, and like I said the Dragon Spiral Tower event, a couple people mentioned it in the chat, and yeah, that's probably going to introduce Drudigon, it's a dragon type Pokemon. It pops up in Dragon Spiral. Everyone kind of expects it, that's going to be the new Pokemon that kind of will probably pop up here starting tomorrow, actually. And we'll get more Go Tour. They won't talk about anything with the Go Tour for at least another month. If you buy your ticket today, you will get the free Community Day event stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did that for Pokemon Go Tour Kanto too, where if you did it, you get the. Well, this I think that I forget, don't know how much the tickets are.
Wasn't the last one $1, or am I thinking?
No, the last one was I think either $5 or $15.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So no. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm excited. I'm gonna be taking part in the Johto tour. Those are generally very fun events. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I actually liked the Pokemon Go tour better than I liked Pokemon Go Fest.
Yes. Yeah. Those. Yeah. I agree 100%. Okay. Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, fixing some bugs. Thank goodness.
Yeah. All those duplication bugs are all gone. All gone.
I'm sure some people are disappointed by that.
Yeah. I'm...
Let's be honest, everybody. We know they are. There is actually probably a sizable portion of.
Yeah. I hope you got all of your duping and stuff done.
They had so long to do it. Like
they did.
If you got the game at launch, and if you wanted to do it, you had no excuse to not do it.
What cracked me up about it was when they did the when they released the patch for it, because it like came like really late, like immediately on Reddit, like there was like they don't put your Switch on airplane mode for the love of God if you have any duplications that you want to do. Like don't let your Switch touch the internet. Go ahead, Jim. No, I was just going to say the big thing, it not only did fix the duplication glitches, it also there was an actual like game breaking bug where under certain circumstances in the Snow Point gym, you could get stuck and you could not progress. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the patch actually fixed. They also secretly fixed the duplication glitches. They were like, we're not going to actually talk about the duplication glitches.
It's just listed in the other section. Like, it's just other tweaks, other bugs and issues fixed in this patch. And
it's just considered a general enhancement to the game. They're not going to reference the fact it ever existed, but, we'll just enhance it a little bit. Why not?
Is the love affair with Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl over, we feel? I feel like everyone was talking about it.
It has dropped off on my timeline. I mean, I feel like all the people who really wanted to play it just marathoned it.
Played it.
Like that was most of my friends. They marathoned that game. And now they're just taking a break. And then you have the people who, you know, have gotten it a little later and now they're just kind of slowly working through it. I'll be curious if there's a
bump. Interesting to see if there's a bit of a bump around Christmas. Yeah.
I'm curious to see if there's going to be a bump of conversation around Christmas because, you know, I know, you know, for several, you know, kids and, you know, like students in my life that they're not getting the game until Christmas. That's one of their presents. Yeah. So, you know, they're not as plugged in to the fandom. So I'm curious to see. I mean, even in the comments, we've had several people saying that they're waiting until Christmas because that's their gift. So I'm sure there'll be a little spike in attention at that point. But for now, it's pretty dry.
Yeah, we're buying a couple of copies of the game for as Christmas presents for some of our neighbor kids and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think part of it is, it kind of reminded me, kind of doing like the run through of the game. I cannot believe just like how many just weirdo bars there are to entry to like get to like some of the end game stuff. And it's just, I just look at this game and it's like, man, Diamond and Pearl were really weird Pokemon games. And these are gorgeous remakes of them. But I think, people did like the run through the story and they got caught up in the nostalgia. And once they hit after you become champion and stuff like that, it's like, okay, well, get ready to, if you want to unlock another 300 Pokemon in the overworld, get ready to do a bunch of tedious bullshit. It's like, well, I don't particularly have the time, desire, or anything to do that. And that's kind of like where I'm at with the game. It's just like, oh man, it's like I should go back and finish this so I can like unlock the next part of the game, but I just don't have any strong desire to. So I just wonder if there's other people like that who are just kind of like hit that wall of like, well, now it's time to go and wait for a Friday to catch that one Drifloon. Because if you know math, you didn't see a Drifloon in your first initial playthrough of the game. Which is so stupid. That's a thing. But no. So there's the dark type gym. You can bypass all the trainers by answering some very basic math questions. But if you answer those math questions correctly, you don't see the one trainer in the Sinnoh region that has a Drifloon. And so if you don't have the Drifloon, if you don't face that person, then and you don't go to the power plant on a Friday, you don't have Drifloon in your Pokedex. So if you beat the game without, seeing a Drifloon, you have to wait until a Friday to go to the electrical, the power plant to get the stupid Drifloon. And that is dumb. I'm sorry, it's dumb. It's really like I get the games were made 15 years ago and by God does it show. Because that is 15 years ago game design. It's just like, I don't know. There's stuff like that. It just reminds me. It's like, oh man. It's the ghost type gym. Yeah, my bad. That's not the dark type gym. It's just silly. There's a lot of silly choices made. And they tried to fix some of it with the Grand Underground. And it's just like, so that's where I spend all my time. Whenever I get in the game, I don't want to do the overworld stuff. I'm gonna go and dig for fossils. I spend more time digging for fossils than I do anything else. Anyways, that's my brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl rant of the day. I don't know. I'll be interested. It definitely. Go ahead.
Definitely feels like the rose tinted glasses have been taken off at this point, and now most of the commentary that I'm seeing about Diamond and Pearl is more similar to what Hoffer's saying about kind of the things that they wish had been addressed and fixed, and no one has said that they wish that those glitches were fixed. So, I've seen some people who've just been a little bit, put off on that regard. So, I'll be curious to see how that changes as the new year rolls in.
I do think that it is kind of interesting, though, that the sales for Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, at least in terms of physical copies in Japan, which, we don't have like a global, we only get quarterly metrics on the games. from Nintendo, but over in Japan, they're keeping pace with Sword and Shield, which is, you know, that's unheard of for a remake. So that is,
I think that's just like, it's a perfect age range hit of nostalgia that I think is what's helping drive that.
I think it's that. I think there's just more people that are playing video games right now.
Well, that
because, you know, we're still in the pandemic. People are doing less than they did 2 years ago. You know, they're looking for more activities to stay indoors, and new Pokemon games. So I think just more people are buying games right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we get Legends on the horizon.
I'm so stoked for Legends.
Oh, incredibly. That is what all of the older Pokemon fans that I've spoken with, they are like, that's the thing on their calendar. That's what's on their horizon. I mean, I am part of that group as well. I'm so, so eager to play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun.
I am excited for today's Pokemon Fact of the Week, only because when I first learned this fact, it legitimately blew my mind and made me realize that, like, oh, there are definitely more to certain Pokemon than I realized. So Christian, mind you, hit us with the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
Yeah, so we've talked about Wobbuffet and the Poke Fact of the Week before. In fact, I believe Wobbuffet was one of the very first ones that we did, you know. Wobbuffet's, you know, actual, yeah, it was like probably 3 or 4. It was one of the first like really weird ones where people's minds were blown. So Wobbuffet, you know, as we all know, his head is actually the tail. That is known. So, you know, we can't cover the cool one because we did that like 100 episodes ago. But, you know, the Pokedex entries, you know, kind of go into a little bit more detail about it. Now, most of them are like, you know, its tail hides a secret. It's like its secret is it's actually its head. But, you know, my favorite part of it is, you know, Wobbuffet, basically it's a punching bag. It's literally a punching bag. It is a stationary standing punching bag that, you know, doesn't take action. It's there to be hit unless you hit it in its tail, which we all know is its actual head. And then it tries to kill you with Destiny Bond. It will straight up, you know, place a hex on you and say, listen, touch me again and we both die. It like enters into like a murder suicide pact with whoever touches its tail, which is very intense. I find that to be like whoa, maybe let's de-escalate things just a little bit, Wobbuffet, you know. Are you sure you want to do that? Like, you know, just, you know, and very extreme stuff. Like, no, do not touch Wobbuffet's tail.
Wobbuffet goes from 0 to 100.
Yeah, like reading about it, like the other fact that I think that's interesting about Wobbuffet is that it is a very, like, very hot, very cold Pokemon. Cause like it won't attack you first unless you like attack its tail, and then in which case it tries to kill you. But the other thing that I love is that it says that if Wobbuffet comes in contact with another Wobbuffet, that they will immediately begin trying to assert dominance by seeing which one has the greatest endurance. And that more often than not, both Wobbuffet will go on a hunger strike to see which Wobbuffet will last the longest without food. And it says trainers need to be aware of that so that their Wobbuffet doesn't starve to death. So that's something you should pay attention to.
Now, I'm sure it's been shown in the anime and I just can't remember it, but does Wobbuffet eat through the punching bag part or through the tail part?
I mean, that's where its mouth is. I mean, although I feel like the Pokemon anime kind of like glosses over the fact that Wobbuffet's head is the tail.
It does not. Yeah. So it emotes fully with the big blue punching bag part.
Zenpai asks, isn't Wobbuffet based on a comedian? So Wobbuffet's like the whole like salute thing. You know, that does seem to be a homage to a a Japanese comedian who would do a similar pose and like, you know, spout off a catchphrase. You know, they probably, because what happened with Kadabra, they'll never admit it.
Never.
But it is certainly within the range of possibilities. It is a very common fan theory that Wobbuffet is based on a comedian, and you know, there is some evidence to suggest that, at least in the anime, which you know, because the pose and all that stuff is very, very similar. There's Wobbuffet is an interesting Pokemon. I wish that there were more Pokemon that just had, there are lots of weird Pokemon which have like little things like Shedinja, you know, with this little hole in the back that if you look into it, your soul gets sucked in and stuff like that. You know,
just insta kill, just insta die.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Or like, you know, Torchic with a little, you know, dot on its butt. There's just lots of little cool, you know, little nods to that. That's why I like Wobbuffet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wobbuffet just goes 0 to 60 immediately. It's either strictly a pacifist or it will commit murder suicide with you.
I love it. All right, let's wrap this baby up.
Okay, yeah.
That's about all we got for this week. So we hope you enjoy let's get everyone go get their Czarina in Pokemon Unite. Make sure you get your EOS tickets in Unite. Make sure you don't forget about all the December events coming in Pokemon Go. And like I said, we're getting closer and closer to Legends. And so when we do, we'll have plenty to talk about. That is a game I am excited to dissect for a couple of weeks, because I think that's going to be a game that just has just a ton to uncover. And so it's going to be a good one. If you want to support the show, head on over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review. That's one of the best ways to support the show. Otherwise, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Pokemon. I'm sorry. The show is at Pokemon Pod CB. I'm at Jim Viscardi. Megan's at Megan Peter CB. And Christian is at C Hoffer C Bus. The sticker should be coming in like within the next week or so. So I'm excited. So we'll send those out. I'll tell folks how to get those. We should be back in the office, hopefully, fingers crossed, next month, barring any major
concerns. Omicron.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Barring the variant that sounds like a Digimon.
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for that. And then, otherwise we're just going to keep on keeping on. So if you want to continue the conversation, hit us all up on Twitter. We love hearing from you. We love seeing all the cool things that you send our way. But until next time, you know, hope you guys have the best kind of shiny luck, and we'll catch you next week.